What would you do if you had to start sewing by hand everything you wear? That would be a sight, wouldn't it? I'm afraid many of us might freeze to death. We don't think about sewing anymore. All we have to do is go to the store or click a button and buy pretty much whatever we need in the size we wear and the color and style we prefer. So many selections and designs and looks that go way beyond the simple fig leaves Adam and Eve wore in the garden. I have sweet memories of my grandmother sewing and seeing her old sewing machine full of threads, buttons, zippers, seam rippers, and that little squishy tomato that held all of her straight pins. It was awesome. She would sit there and sew and sew. I remember stacks of patterns like Butterick, McCall's, Vogue, and Simplicity that she would pull out and spread out onto a table. It was fascinating. And today, probably becoming a lost art. Over the years as I grew up, there were things I wore that I had handmade for me. My mom made matching blue dresses for us when I was little. She was so proud. My grandmother made a white dress for me with lace around the collar for my National Honor Society recognition. In high school, I was on the flag line and we had special outfits handmade for us by a local seamstress. And she could sew anything from pageant gowns to satin short shorts. The process seems simple. You find a pattern or a look you want to make, and you lay it out on fabric you want to use. After cutting out the pattern pieces, you sew it all together, and voila! I sewed an apron in high school, home ec, and it did not turn out that great. It may seem simple, but to get the same look as what is printed in color on the front of that pattern package, it takes skill and time to get it right. Our life is a design. The pattern of who we are is designed by God, created to reflect His glory, His image. But how often do we end up looking at the patterns of this world, trying to replicate those in our lives? For some reason, we think if we looked like that or shape our life like that, then we will find joy, companionship, fulfillment, and peace. We keep reworking the pattern and trying to make it fit, but it just doesn't. We never quite measure up. If I had that job and looked like that, that's the pattern I'm going for. If my home decor was rocking like that, then I'd be happy. If I drove that kind of car, if I had this thing in my life and looked like everybody else, then I would fit in, have purpose, have joy, and be happy. Would you? If I am doing all I can to pursue the desires and patterns of this world, I will lose the original pattern and purpose God designed specifically for me. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. The word conform here was sometimes used for a masquerade or an act, meaning if we try to conform to the world's standards and behavior, we mask who we truly are in Christ. Don't mask who God has created you to be. Drop the patterns you so desperately try to make fit and be transformed from the inside out to the pattern God uniquely designed for you. That's where you find peace and joy as you walk out God's perfect will for your life. That's the truth. Be sure the pattern of your life is God-designed. It will always be a perfect fit. I'm Lori Klein.